Chapter 6, Crack for the Brain. Those who tell stories rule the world. Native American proverb. Why not start this chapter about stories with a story? This one is by Thomas Higbee from a comedy posted on Quora on July 1, 2013. I worked at Next the summer of 1994. I was in the break room with two colleagues when Jobs walked in and started making a bagel. Out of the blue, he asked us, "Who is the most powerful person in the world?" I said Mandela, since I had just been there as an international observer for the elections. In his confident fashion, he stated, "No, you're all wrong. The most powerful person in the world is the storyteller. The storyteller sets the vision, values, and agenda of an entire generation that is to come. And Disney has a monopoly on the storyteller business. You know what? I'm tired of that bullshit. I'm going to be the next storyteller." And he walked out with his bagel. Jobs was right. A human being is a storytelling machine. We don't just love our stories, we live for them. A good story has color, it has a picture, it has movement. It's like a campfire. We're gathered together, we're engaged, we're listening, we're attentive, we're sharing. From cave paintings to today's social media streams, the world has been shaped by the stories that are handed down from one generation to the next. In fact, history is nothing but a collection of thousands of stories, timeless links to ancient traditions, legends, myths, symbols, and universal truths. We tell stories all day. We dream stories all night. We teach our children stories even before they can talk. We breathe stories like air. We do this when we look at a painting, listen to a song, watch a movie, read a book, or simply talk to friends. A whopping 65% of our daily conversation is devoted to sharing stories, otherwise known as gossip. We're literally addicted. Think of a story as crack for the brain. We can't resist them. As Jonathan Gottschall observes, human minds yield helplessly to the suction of the story. No matter how hard we concentrate, no matter how deep we dig in our heels, we just can't resist the gravity of alternate worlds. We hear stories even when they're not there. In 1944, 34 Massachusetts college students were shown a short film with two triangles and a circle moving across the screen. When the students were asked to describe what the film depicted, all but one student saw stories in those inanimate objects. Here's what they saw. The two triangles were men fighting, while the circle, a woman, tried to escape. The circle and the little triangle were innocent young things. The big triangle felt rage and frustration. From crude geometric shapes, the students created a narrative, a little soap opera, a bit of romance, a pinch of comedy, and a dash of tragedy. This little experiment, which has been replicated many times since, illustrates beautifully that we human beings don't just consume stories, we create them. It's an automatic reflex. We quite literally can't help ourselves. The role of stories in our lives can't be underestimated. They connect us, they make sense of our lives, and they are one of the most powerful communication tools at our disposal. Stories connect us. The much-loved television personality, Mr. Rogers, once said that there isn't anyone you couldn't learn to love once you've heard their story. Stories foster empathy. When we listen to a story, our brain releases a chemical called oxytocin, also known as the love hormone, which helps people to be more generous, charitable, and compassionate. Importantly, we feel empathetic toward both the story and the storyteller. In a process called neural coupling, mirror neurons create a synchronicity between the narrator and the audience. Stories also help us make sense of our lives. Stories aren't just about sharing the human experience, they also make sense of it. Stories impose order on the chaos. As Jonathan Gottschall observed in his 2014 TEDx talk, without story to organize your experience on Earth, you would experience your life as a blooming, buzzing confusion. Jean-Luc Godard concurs, "Sometimes reality is too complex, stories give it form." Afloat in an ocean of data, disconnected facts, and uncertain random events, a meaningful story can feel like a life preserver, tethering us to something safe and solid. Through stories, we explain events, make decisions, understand our place in the world, create our identities, and ponder the meaning of life. Storytelling is one of the most powerful and persuasive ways to communicate. Consider two different presentations. In the first, a high school teacher shows the children a slideshow about the danger of drugs. Using a chart crammed with statistics, she explains how many people die or ruin their lives every year from drug use and concludes dramatically, "Drugs are dangerous." In the second presentation, the teacher takes another approach. This time, she shows a slide with a photo of a teenage boy. This is Johnny. He was a good kid, but he had a lot of problems, which made it hard for him to always be happy. He was often teased or bullied. He started to hang out with some of the other kids who were also being bullied. One day, one of them offered him drugs. He felt better. He started doing lots of drugs because it gave him relief and allowed him to escape. 10 years later, he looked like this. The teacher holds up a photograph of an emaciated 20-something young man with no hair and missing teeth and dramatically says, "Drugs are dangerous." Guess which presentation has the most impact? The Johnny story beats out the hard, cold facts by a long shot. Compared to the teacher's facts-only delivery, Johnny's story triggers emotions and a troubling, unforgettable image. Next time any of the students are offered drugs, the thought of Johnny's downward spiral will undoubtedly give them pause. Stories trump statistics every single time. To understand why, we need to understand how stories affect our brains. When we are presented with statistics and data, only the language processing and analytical parts of our brains are activated. When we hear a story, however, our neural activity increases fivefold, firing up as many as 9 areas of our brain, including those responsible for creativity, intuition, and emotions. A story is like a switchboard that suddenly lights up the city of our mind. Even more interesting is the fact that our brain treats an imagined experience, like a story, as though it is a real, actual experience. Our brains can't distinguish between the two. When we hear a story, the brain believes we're actually in it. We have all experienced this firsthand. We cry with abandon when the family dog dies in the movie. We sit on the edge of our seats when the heroine walks down that dark alleyway, and our heart races during the high-speed car chase. A story takes us to another place, captivating us with its as-good-as-being-there imagery. And that's precisely why stories stick. Research conducted at the University of California in 1980 revealed that a story, as opposed to an explanatory text, will be read twice as fast and remembered twice as well. Other studies estimate that we retain 65% of the information we hear in a story versus only 5% when we listen to a data-based lecture. The bottom line, we never forget a good story. Years ago, I taught communication at the International High School in Fontainebleau, France, where my daughters were studying. To help the students master the art of communication, we conducted mock presentations, completed group exercises, and designed individual projects. One day, I illustrated what happens when everyday communication breaks down by telling this anecdote. A man broke down the door to his doctor's office, his face red with fury, and yelled, "My wife is having another baby. There must be something wrong with those birth control pills you prescribed. I mean, I took the pills personally every single day, just like you told me to, but that didn't prevent her from getting pregnant." The class loved this story, and everyone had a good laugh. Years later, I ran into one of the students in a Paris cafe who admitted, "To be honest, I can't remember anything much from your class, but I have never forgotten that one story you told." Last but not least, stories sell. In 2009, a New York Times journalist named Rob Walker decided to find out how powerful storytelling really was. He purchased 200 objects on eBay for a little over $100. They were random items with no intrinsic value whatsoever. Things like a plastic banana, an old wooden mallet, a motel room key, and a cow-shaped coffee creamer container. Then he enlisted a group of writers to write a short story about each object. 200 articles, 200 stories. Then he reposted all 200 objects, complete with their stories, back onto eBay. The effect was immediate. A rubber horse head, which originally cost Walker 99 cents, sold for $62.95. But that wasn't a fluke. Walker saw similar results with the rest of the pieces. In the end, the 200 objects, which he had originally purchased for $100, were resold for $8,000, a markup of more than 6,300%. The movie Sideways gives us another excellent example of story selling. The cult classic, which tells the tale of two middle-aged men who drink their way through the Santa Barbara wine country, was a surprise box office hit. Even more extraordinary was the economic boom the film set off in the sleepy, relatively unknown Santa Ynez Valley as tourists flocked to the region to retrace the cast's steps. Even a decade later, the restaurants, vineyards, and hotels in the valley continued to profit handsomely from the movie's ripple effect. Such is the power of story. A good story is a persuasive emotional wonderkind that entertains and motivates us to action. All the fact sheets, white papers, and PowerPoint presentations in the world pale in comparison. They are unable to accomplish a fraction of what a simple story can. And yet there is one way to make a story even more invincible. Marry it with a metaphor. A metaphor is actually a story on steroids, storytelling shorthand that paints an unforgettable picture in a matter of a few seconds. But with its ability to surprise us with unexpected insights, a metaphor is much more than a story. In the next chapter, we'll take a closer look at its magic.